Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the November 17th GMX Nationwide Conference Call. This is Larry Brown, your host for the morning, and I want to welcome you to our call. GMX, as an introduction, GMX as a product is a magnetic equipment that we use for treating both hard water and for treating fuels. When we use it for treating hard water, it gives all the benefits of softened water, but without any of the hassles or negative side effects of using saltwater softeners. And we have equipment to do residential, commercial, institutional type of applications like hospitals and restaurants and schools, and then also agricultural applications. So a very wide ranging and broad applications for our water treatment products. We use the same equipment for treating fuel. The fuel after the magnetic treatment burns more completely, so we get an increase in performance of the automobile, increased miles per gallon, especially on highway driving. It also reduces emissions and keeps the engine cleaner when used on an automobile. But we also use this equipment to treat fuel oils, fuel oil for furnaces, propane. All of these types of fuels are more efficiently burned and give more performance and greater efficiencies once treated with the magnetics. So that's a very brief overview of our product. GMX is a company, is a manufacturing company located in Chino, California. They were established and began manufacturing in November of 1992. So as we speak today, it's basically we're celebrating the 15th anniversary of GMX being in business and manufacturing and distributing this great product across the country. GMX is very focused on manufacturing just this product. We have one product in four sizes, and GMX distributes throughout the U.S. to independent business people, and then also internationally through designated importers now in about seven countries. I am Larry Brown, International Marketing Director for GMX. I started out as a GMX customer, and this is a 14-year anniversary for me because it was the week before Thanksgiving back in 1993, 14 years ago, that even to say maybe against my better judgment, we put GMX on our home. My wife was very eager to try it, was sold on the idea that it would work. I wasn't nearly as convinced as she was when we first put it on, but the week before Thanksgiving in 1993, we put it on our home. Immediately, she started seeing the results and benefits and loved what it did for her hair and her skin, and the cleaning became easier. And then within 7 days, our water started getting hotter as it descaled my electric water heater, and then it had my attention. And so the week after Thanksgiving, we actually became distributors for GMX, and my wife, Ruthie, added it as a product line to her existing landscaping business at that time. And for the next year and a half, she promoted the GMX to her landscaping customers and got a number of very happy customers. And a year and a half into that experience, I resigned my career track job with Colorado State University to go full-time business with GMX, and I've been doing that ever since as our primary business. So that's a little bit about the product and the company and myself as I'm hosting this call. But the real point of the call today is to hear from some of our GMX customers across the country. And these are, again, these are just GMX customers who have made the decision to use the product. And as they experienced it, we asked them to come on and give their stories of what's happened since putting the GMX on. And this is how we showcase our product. So if you're listening on either today live, looking at our product and our business, or if you're listening to this into the future on our internet website, we just welcome you to listen to these stories and hear firsthand from our customers the kind of benefits that you might expect if you choose to go with us as well. And with that said, I want to introduce my first guest speaker, a customer from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Adriana Gautreau. And Adriana, I guess we installed your system earlier this spring.
Yes, you did.
And we little bit of skepticism, as is natural, as we were taking a look, doing a walkthrough in your home. But would you just tell us your story of what's happened since we put the GMX on your home?
Sure. When I moved into my condo, I was shocked at how much water, how hard the water was. I was having white residues in my shower faucet, very, very noticeably, and I was skeptical, but I thought, oh well, you know, money back guarantee. If it doesn't work, I'll get my money back. So I decided to try it, and like I said, my shower heads and my water faucets were having a lot of residue. Also, my dog's water bowl had accumulated a lot of residue. I tried it with a little bit of skepticism, and I have not had the water residue in my pipes at all since I've tried it. My dog's water bowl, the residue that was there from before I went on the system, gradually over time that residue has gone away. I am very, very, very happy with the product. And for a skeptic as I was, I am 100% sold.
Thank you, Adrienne, and that's what we experienced so many times, and that's why we say that we just have to help people get the experience of using the GMX firsthand. And we really offer two types of benefits. The one type I call the mineral control, which is what you're describing, where you get that white spotting and the hard crusty buildup on everything. And that's what we, both on the surfaces, but that happens on the inside of the pipes and water heater as well. That's some of the damage that this hard water mineral causes, and it can be very costly over time in a home. And what you were describing, Adrienne, is what we call the mineral control, where we get that scaling on the surfaces under control and much easier to clean. And meanwhile, I'm trying to remember exactly how our water heater flushes went at your house, but I know we've done that a couple of times.
Yeah, it went, I was shocked. In fact, I asked you to leave me a complete residue of everything that you took out, and the first time there was tons of water, of minerals residue, and the second time it was a lot better. Every time it's gotten better and better and better.
And what we see in this, for those that aren't familiar with this, these water heaters really build up a lot of damaging mineral deposits inside, literally rock. This mineral that we're working with, the calcium primarily, its mission in life is to be a rock someplace, and it's coming in with your water in a microscopic form, but it proceeds to attract other mineral molecules to it and form hard crystal structures, and it literally builds rocks inside your water heater. And those are the kinds of chunks that we literally get out, sometimes anywhere from a couple of cups to a pint to a quart to a half gallon of this sediment structure that comes out of the water heaters. And this is what is so damaging to the water heaters and reduces their heating efficiency. And these are the benefits that GMX provides to clean that out and keep it from coming back, making your water heater last much longer and also heat much more efficiently.
My water heater used to make a lot of noise when I first moved in, and ever since the system and the flushes that we've done, I have not heard it once.
Great. Well, the other whole set of benefits that we get are what I call the conditioning benefits, where things like the shampoo working better and hair feeling better, skin feeling better, the detergents all working much more efficiently. And I know the big benefit for you, Adrienne, has been more on the mineral control side.
Yeah.
And we just greatly appreciate you being a customer and appreciate you taking the time to share your experience this morning so that other people who are considering using our product might feel more comfortable in taking that step as you have.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. I'm very happy with it.
Great. And Adrienne, if you're welcome to stay with us. And if you need to go on about your day, we understand, but you're welcome to stay with us. And meanwhile, I'm going to introduce another customer in Albuquerque. And Carol, are you with us?
I sure am.
And I think Carol wasn't nearly as skeptical as some of us were as we got started. She had a pretty strong sense as we first met. And Carol, if I'll just let you tell us what your experience has been.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't skeptical. Actually, I had a referral from my physical therapist, because I was having therapy, and she told me about it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to try this. And I'm really glad I did. I mean, I had a lot of sediment in my water heater, and my furnace is connected to the water heater, so all that sediment was in the pipes going to the furnace, so it was affecting that, plus the residue I had on my faucets and on the shower heads and the ring in the commodes and all that kind of stuff. And all that has gone completely away. And as for the, you know, you said you'd lose less soap in the dishes and the clothes and shampoo and stuff. And it's true. and your skin feels so much better, and the dishes are so much, never spotty, you know, always sparkling clean. The clothes are great. I just love it. I love it. It's the best thing I ever did. And actually, in the long run, with the money you save, I'm using less soap and shampoo and all that, and the money you save on repairs to the water heater and the furnace, you're paying for the system in the long run.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
It doesn't take long.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And so you've seen a broad ranging of the benefits, including not only the mineral control but also the conditioning effects with your detergents and your dishes and your clothes.
Oh yes, everything. And the watering outside the drip system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the plants have just gone crazy.
You know, one of the
I can't remember when you installed it, but it was about six or eight months ago. I just couldn't remember exactly when.
I don't either, but it was back in the spring, maybe
early
spring.
Yeah, somewhere back there. Yeah, while I was home recuperating.
And what Carol was mentioning, one of the huge benefits, what we say about GMX is that it solves all the hard water problems without any of the negative side effects. And of course, the alternative technology to treating the hard water is the what we call the saltwater softening, removing calcium and twice as much sodium or potentially twice as much potassium. But then there's some negative side effects that come about with that. And one is that is not good for plants. And GMX is safe for plants. Not only is it safe for plants, but it's actually beneficial to plants. And because of a change that we make to the water, not just the minerals to get them under control, but we reduce the surface tension of the water, which helps it to permeate the soil better. It allows the plant roots to take it up more easily, and it's just a better hydrating fluid, and consequently we get actually a benefit to plant growth. And Carol, I think you said that you've experienced that there.
Oh, yes. Inside plants and outside plants, especially the outside. They've just gone tremendous between the drip system and the change in the water. It's really been something to see, you know. I never realized, even using the other water, I mean, the plants were growing, but, you know, all that hard water and stuff, and the stuff that was in the water heater, when I would have it drained, it was like, well, even when you drained it a couple of times, and
right.
The last time you did, there wasn't that much. But that residue, and then when I had trouble with my furnace, and they couldn't figure out what it was, and they finally drained the line to the furnace, and it was, all that crud from the water, from the water heater was in the lines.
Right.
And I said, boy, I won't have that again anymore.
Exactly, and that will help. And let me just elaborate on that a little bit, because this is a very unique thing that people may not be quite understanding, and it doesn't make sense, but there's a particular builder in the Albuquerque area that has done some things that kind of over and above working on the notion of green building and energy efficiency and things like that. And what they're doing is literally taking a pipeline right off the same hot water that you use for your showering
right.
and bathing, and they take that, a separate line from that, and run it through this kind of a heat exchange coil that
right.
that helps heat the air for the furnace to heat the home. And so
right, that's what I have.
Mm-hmm. And what happens is that as these minerals start clogging that pipe, even if they just start coating it or clogging it or creating a mineral deposit on this, what we kind of call the heat exchange aspect of that the air blows through and gets heated. As the mineral clogs all that up, then you lose all that efficiency. And this is what Carol is talking about, that once getting the GMX on there, we descaled that pipeline, and so now she'll have an efficient working furnace again.
Yeah, well, not only that, one time before the system was installed, the pump went out, and it was because of all that residue from the water.
All of that mineral.
Yeah, all that mineral.
And so you know maybe even more directly the high expense that in some homes the cost of hard water is pennies
yeah.
a day and dime a day thing. For you, it was already becoming hundreds of dollars at a time.
Right, and you don't realize. I mean, you know it's hot, and you feel it on your skin, and you feel it when you do your clothes and stuff, but you don't realize the effect of everything that it's doing.
And We certainly appreciate your business as a customer, Carol, and taking some time to share your experience here. And any final comments as we...
Oh, I just love it. It's the best investment I've ever made.
Great. Those are the things that make me really just thrilled about doing this business is when we can
mm-hmm.
help a customer so much. Thank you, Carol. And
you're welcome.
Next, I'm going to jump clear across the country to Florida and introduce to you Lindy Rosenbaum. And Lindy has one of the real strong parts of her experience and story starts way before she even knew about GMX, but back to a time where she was using saltwater softening, and also what led her to look for a more healthy alternative, and that's helped to lead her to GMX. And Lindy is a fairly new customer. Lindy, how long have you had your system on now?
2.5 weeks, something like that.
Okay, and so we're if you'll just go ahead and kind of tell us your story and your experience.
Okay. Well, let's see. I'll start with about 20 years ago. Well, about, 15 to 20 years ago. I don't remember exactly when, but I had my first experience with a water softener, the ion exchange using the salt.
Mm-hmm.
I heard the word water softeners, but I really didn't know what it was. Well, when I experienced what it was, I loved it. It was a slimy feeling at first. I did not like it. Then I got used to it, and I felt clean. And so I really loved it and ended up – that was at my mom's house. And then I ended up getting the system on my house. And after about a year, things started breaking down.
After a year of your saltwater softener,
What's that?
After a year of having your saltwater softener.
After about a year of having it installed at my house, that's right. You know, it has these little dials, and it's supposed to, like, automatically, you set it, and it automatically back flushes in the middle of the night and these types of things, and you add salt every month. And I was kind of okay with that. It was a little bit of a hassle, but, you know, I went along with it. Well, the gizmo started breaking, and then I had to do it manually. And shortly thereafter, it became such a hassle to me that it just wasn't worth me doing anything about, and I just let it sit. Meanwhile, it had almost killed. It's actually almost come back now. It's been about 12 years or so since I've had it taken out, but there was a big bush nearby, and it just like went down. Another one just like it was a few feet away, and it was fine, but this was in the line of path of the backwashing.
Right.
And so it killed that, which I had no idea that was going to happen. And so here I am with this very expensive system totally not functioning, and I just kind of chalked it up to experience, and I was disappointed but just went on with life. All right, so let's fast forward how many years, 10, 12 years, whatever, and I've had a lot of fairly debilitating health issues. And because of them, I do not bathe where there's chlorine present. I don't swim where there's chlorine, which means I very, very rarely get to swim, except in the Gulf. I do that sometimes, but because of my health. So I don't get to take baths, and I love baths. I do have a shower filter on my shower head so that I can take a healthy shower. When I wash my dishes at my kitchen, this is prior to GMX, when I wash my dishes, I'm supposed to wear gloves. It's too much of a hassle. I wouldn't do it, but I would always just cringe at the thought that my hands were in this, you know, chlorine water, and I could smell the chlorine on my hands. Anyway, so I knew that I really, really, really wanted my water fixed again one day, and I imagined I was going to have to spend a minimum of $2,000 because this is all I knew, and that, you know, I was going to start researching some companies to find out, well, what's out there, who can I really trust so that I don't have a bad experience like I had before, you know, although I didn't have much hope in it, really, because it had failed. And anyway, it was a dream of mine to have good water, and I was very skeptical as to whether or not I could really achieve that. But several weeks ago, with this on my mind again, I thought, well, let me go online and do some searching to see what's out there, who's around, what they tell me, just to start gathering some information. I didn't actually have $2,000 and more that I knew it would cost, but I'm just preparing for maybe shortly down the road. I hope I'm not telling you too much here. I'm just trying to get to the basic here, to the day that I met GMX.
Right.
So I found GMX online, and when I started reading about it, I was really very skeptical because it sounded too good to be true, and yet I was very intrigued by the claims they made. And after talking to some people about it and finding out there was a 100% money-back guarantee, that was critically important to me because I really didn't have the money to throw around and I didn't have the greatest confidence since this was new to me. I was just thinking, if this is what they say it is, I must have it. And if it works, I don't want my money back. So with that attitude, I was excited about it working. I was hoping it would, but I knew that I'd get my money back if it didn't, so I went ahead. And it came to me very quickly, and I personally installed it. I didn't think I'd be able to do that. I thought, well, I'll have to have my brother come over or something. It was very easy to install. I don't know if all installations are that simple, but mine was pretty easy. And the only thing I haven't done yet is flushed out my hot water heater. I do have all the parts, and that wasn't too difficult, going down to the hardware store, and I'm waiting for my brother to come help me do that. But the results are phenomenal. Instantly, I could tell a difference in my water. Since I've had it on my house, it's been, like I say, about two and a half weeks, the scaling, which was extremely heavy and gross. I live in Florida, so not only do we have the scale, but we've got the mold and the mildew building up, and I can't use chlorine or any harsh chemicals because of my health. So I use all natural cleaning compounds, and you just kind of live with the dark lines in there. It's not attractive, but that with the huge scale buildup was very gross. I hated it. What it looks like today is dramatically different, and I've done nothing except bathe and shower. And, okay, two things. One, I now can bathe and wash my dishes without any trace of chlorine. So somehow the chlorine is being dissipated, and I'm very happy about that.
Right, okay.
And also the scale is just, things are shiny again. All of it's not gone, but a lot of it's gone. It's very apparent that it's cleaning itself up. And some of the bigger chunky areas around the tub, I just took my fingernail the other day and kind of touched it, and a big piece just chipped right off.
Right.
I went, oh, my gosh, it's breaking down. This is great. So I'm thrilled with the system. I'm thrilled with my water. It's clean. Everything feels and looks so much cleaner, my skin, my hair, and my sink, and, the faucets in the tub. So have I covered everything, Larry?
And to be able to do that with such a healthy human, from a human health standpoint, such a healthy alternative, and also environmentally sound.
Yes. So. Yes.
And Linda, okay. Yes, you. I think you did. There's a lot of people that are in a similar situation to yours and struggling with how can I protect my home? How can I have better water? How can I do these things without jeopardizing my health and without the hassles? Absolutely. I think and I hope that your story will be heard by those people as they listen on our website in the future, and your experience will help them move forward.
I hope so, Larry. There's one other thing I didn't mention that I'd like to. Another thing that is very meaningful to me personally, and that is that this requires zero maintenance.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Set it and forget it. I never have to touch it. There's no salt. There's no nothing, and I love that.
Right. And this would also, and thank you for that. That's maybe for different reasons, but that's one of the biggest benefits to me personally as well. With an active lifestyle, the last thing any of us needs is another maintenance issue. So, but at the same time, this would be a great time to remind everybody that Anne Louise Gittleman, a well-known author and speaker on women's health issues especially, and has several books out. Two of them which she names GMX by names and suggests them as the much healthier alternative to controlling hard water as compared to the saltwater softeners. And the one book is entitled Get the Salt Out, and the other is How to Stay, this may not be exact, I think it's How to Stay Young and Healthy in a Toxic World. But Anne Louise Gittleman is the author, and you could sure take a look at her books. Lindy, thank you. And now we're going to come back to the west a little bit, to the Midwest area with Mr. Kenny Cook in Missouri. And Kenny, are you still with us?
I'm still here, Larry.
Great. I'm so pleased that you were able to get your earlier commitments taken care of in time to join us this morning.
Well, that's fine, and I just hope this good water system cures my elbow from holding the phone for a half an hour. That's the longest I've been on the phone in my life. So.
Well, you'll have to let us know about that.
There you go.
But Kenny, if you would tell us your story and experience of using GMX.
Well, I'm intrigued by this last lady, and it kind of reminded me. I'm a 30-plus year user of the saltwater system. Uh, mostly for the need of cleaning the stainless steel dairy equipment, but also in our home, the wife liked it better, and we're fixing to, we've sold this place, and we're moving into a new place, and because of the space available, I was looking for some place to put in a water treatment system where I didn't have place to put it in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was what stimulated the interest, and of course, then I was remembering of advertisement that I heard in our area, and so I searched out. And so I asked several different people who I knew might have some information about these types of systems, and one guy has a system on his house, and he said he just as well poured water on a bush somewhere because it didn't work. And so I got to checking out some things, and anyway, then finally got a hold of you and finally got a hold of some people who had promoted you before that swore by it, said it did work, and so... you know, being a guy who does not understand how you can change water by not touching the water, I was really skeptical. I just didn't see how it could work, and I'm old dog, and you can't teach an old dog new tricks. But anyway, I finally decided, like the others, with the 100% money-back guarantee, what could you lose? Try it and find out, you know? And so today would be exactly 2 weeks, so I'm sure I haven't found out everything that I'm going to find out. But I have had the system on 5 units on the house for 2 weeks, and we noticed that the dishwasher, the dishes come out looking a lot cleaner. My wife noticed within a couple of days, she said, hey, this thing must be working. The soap's working better. And she can tell right off about her hair management and those sorts of things. And, you know, I'm a man, so what do I look at? But I do notice that she doesn't... normally, she would have to clean the toilet bowl. There's a dark mold that seems to grow. It's like a sediment that comes in there or something, but it attaches itself to you, doesn't leave till you wash it out. And that, in the last 2 weeks, has not come back in there. So it may, but it's sure going to be a lot slower about getting there.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, it's helping there. And, of course, all of the logical argument for and against the salt and what have you, this just makes extremely more sense to me, and so far I have seen that it appears that the water is more in a softened condition or more soluble water, and just seems to make those things that you look for in water softening are very apparent with this system.
Great. And Kenny, just to go back and expound just a little bit on a couple of comments you made. Well, first of all, I think everybody may have picked up the cooks are just recently retiring from a life in the dairy business, and what we did, he was putting in a new home, but what we did was got the GMX to him early enough to put it on their existing home where they're so much more familiar with the before and after, and where they have used a salt softener in the past, and they basically, if I'm not mistaken, you bypass the softener and put the GMX on there.
Actually, I just quit putting salt in it and
okay.
Put the GMX on it. It still runs.
So,
and you know, the thing of it is, in the past 30 years, we're working on our third water softener and our second water heater, and we've had replaced 3 elements in the water heaters prior, so that salt water system doesn't cure all the problems.
Exactly. And so your comparison and your initial pleasure with the GMX system and with the benefits you are seeing is a head-to-head comparison with the other alternative.
And so
I thought that was worth pointing out. And the other thing is you mentioned that as you were talking around and trying to get information on it, and there are other companies with different product designs out there with the magnetic treatment, and there's many of them that are very good. There's a few of them that in their product design are lacking a few things that GMX has that does make it superior, and even with that, what we've learned over the years is just understanding the technology and how to properly install them and place them and so forth makes a huge difference. And so it's not that unusual sometimes to run across somebody who had a mediocre experience with a magnetic equipment, and part of our goal and mission in life in the GMX, with our superior product design and apparent knowledge of how to properly install them and size up any particular home or building or commercial application, is that we are going back and correcting some of those that maybe had mediocre experiences before. And so, Kenny, I'm really pleased that you that you made the decision you did to go with this. And again, going back to that same thing, everybody stands kind of on the threshold at some point of thinking about it and being intrigued by it and having to find the courage to experience it firsthand. And we are very, very rarely disappointed once a person experiences firsthand. So any other comments, Kenny?
Well, I can't think of anything, you know, except that I'm going to be extremely excited about it if it continues to prove out like everybody seems to think it does. And I know that I haven't had an opportunity for the few little indoor flowers that I have to respond in 2 weeks, but at least I use that water. We had installed a hard water faucet that we drink out of and water the flowers out of because the flowers were dying, and we're probably dying just like the flowers are and didn't know it. But
well, it's said in jest, but the sad part is it's more true than you realize. And so we're happy to have you off of that less healthy system and onto GMX.
You bet. I'm excited about it. So
again, thanks to all of my guest speakers and for everybody listening in this morning. Anybody, thank you for listening in on the internet in the future. And once you have listened to these genuine stories of our customers, I encourage you to give a call back to the person that brought you to this call or website who invited you to listen in on this. Please go back and contact them and talk to them about what it would take to get you set up with GMX. Discuss the money-back guarantee. We hold you perfectly safe in the time that it takes for you to experience a product and know that it's the right match for you. So I just encourage you to get back with the person who invited you, and let's see if we can help improve your life by getting GMX on your home. And with that, I'm going to close the call and wish a great, happy Thanksgiving to everybody coming up this week ahead, and look forward to talking to you again in the future. Good day. Okay, everybody, you don't have to hang up if you haven't already.
I'm still here.
Hi, Larry. This is Sharon.
Yes.
Excuse me. Great call. Great call. Great testimonies. Thank you very much to those that took the time to be on that call. I sure appreciate that. So.
And well, do we still have a Groupon with us?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay. And one of the things that we wanted to do here, we'll open it up to idea sharing and question and answers for a few minutes, but one of the things I wanted to do off the recording was just to say how great of a training meeting that we had last weekend, and just wanted to express my extreme gratitude towards the leadership team who did all the work and put their training portions together and really helped to, you know, to get everybody. We had seven or eight newer distributors and a good group of the long-termers and some people in the middle, and it was just a fantastic training, and I really appreciate the leadership team for putting that together, and I also appreciate all the participation, not only from the Albuquerque area, but Utah and Texas and kind of around the region. And so thank you very much, everybody. It was a great, great conference, I thought.
Yes, there was 27 of us, I think I counted.
Yeah. So, okay, and any, Sharon, if you had any comments or anything, anybody has any questions or ideas?
At the moment, I'm in Carson City, Nevada, and my oldest daughter is just getting ready to perform a big Hawaiian show, and I need to go watch. Well, thank everybody. We are. It's great, and I just did everybody that is involved. And again, thank you for the conference last week or the training everybody went into last weekend. It was great. I just I don't know.
Well, thanks, Sharon. Your cell phone signal, you're kind of fading in and out on us there. So,
okay.
Thanks for all your support on the conference as well, and have a good time with your daughter.
All right, thank you.
All righty.
Bye bye.
And anybody have any ideas to share or questions or comments?
I got a question, Larry. This is Ted Robbins in Montana.
Yes, sir.
In the last The comment made by the gentleman, the last gentleman on the call, and some comments that were made in a recent conference call that we've had, he indicated that he had 5 units on his place.
Yes, sir.
Now, and also that I've heard something about putting 3 on the cold line coming in. Is that what can
you
elaborate at all on that?
You bet. And our most basic system is we always start with a minimum of 2 on the main supply line.
Right.
And what we've learned just through experience is that when we get into the more severe hardness areas, and or when we get in, even if it's a moderate hardness, but it's an area that has a lot of silica in the water, because what happens then is we get not just a calcium carbonate, which is actually easier to control, but then we start getting calcium silicates, which are like concrete and more difficult to control. So when we get either into the more severe hardnesses or the silica content where we get the harder scale, putting that 3rd one on the main line can make a substantial difference in the not only the overall level of performance of the system, but also in the speed, you know, at which it becomes noticeable.
Right, okay.
And so that's one of the differences there. And then, again, in the very early days of the company, we were treating with 1 unit on the outflow of the water heater. And there are certain cases where that still comes into play, but just kind of a reminder, it has to do as much as anything with how long the water is sitting in the water heater. So it's just like when Ruthie and I first put it on our home, there was four of us in the home drawing from 1 30-gallon water heater, and 2 of the 4 were preteen girls, and the water wasn't in the water heater long enough to get hot, much less lose its magnetic treatment effect. So it didn't take as much treatment on the way out to get it boosted back up to full effectiveness. But then in our home, we did an addition and put in a 2nd water heater in a different bathroom, and all of a sudden the dynamic changes, and we have much more storage, and the water's in there much longer, and that's what we're seeing more and more. We're treating a lot of homes, of course, that are maybe a retired couple or even a single person, and, you know, a 50-gallon water heater or something like this. And so the point being is that pretty much our standard now is 2 units on the outflow of any water heater for maximum benefit. Not to say that once in a while you can do very well with just the single, but...
We found that out with ourselves when we first moved into our home and got the GMX. We had 1 on the outflow of the water heater. But,
yes, sir.
After my wife's parents passed away and we were using less water,
right,
less hot water, we found out that we put a 2nd one on the outflow.
Exactly.
That inflow of the cold wasn't intriguing me. But
right.
2 to 3, yeah.
2 to 3. And then for the people in the Albuquerque area that are on and other areas where some of the homes are larger homes or ranch-style homes that are sprawling type of homes, one of the very common things in the building industry now is to put a circulating pump and loop with the water heater so that when you wake up in the morning and you turn on the hot water, the water's there right away. You don't have to wait to, you know, as the cold water empties out before the hot water gets there. The point being is that any time we add a pump in that system, then we also need to add a GMX unit after that pump. And so a lot of systems we're putting in those kinds of areas now are a minimum of 5 units, but even a 6-unit system where we have 3 on the main line, 2 coming out of the water heater, and 1 after the pump. And we get great, great results. And if we start backing off on any of those, we still get good results, but not to the level that we're used to getting. And so putting the full system on gets us the higher level of results.
Thank you.
You bet. Great question. Other comments or questions? All right. Jimmy Woodard, are you still with us?
Yes, sir, I am.
Do you have any words of wisdom for us?
Well, just get them on the pipes. The system will sell itself, and I think this was very good, and I applaud you, Larry. This was a very good call, but that's the whole
applaud these customers.
Absolutely. They're bearing out what we've learned for so many years, and that is just get it on the pipes. It'll sell better than any one of us can.
Mm-hmm. From any of our Albuquerque leadership team, any comments or questions or thoughts?
Well, it's fun to be part of a green revolution.
Absolutely.
Pick up the newspaper or turn on the tube without something mentioning green this, green that. GMX has been green before green was cool.
Right.
That's true.
And you know, it's got to be a boost to our business because a lot of people are wanting to be good stewards of the planet, and really helps them in the areas of water, fuel economy, and the energy saved even in your home, saving money, green. It just goes on and on, so look over that opportunity to jump on that green bandwagon.
Great. Well, as far as the reminder to everybody on these calls, we're going to be alternating, and I'm not saying that it'll be, you know, one for one or exactly how it will play out, but we will have these types of calls where our customers help us showcase the product, and those will be recorded and remain on the website where they can be accessed in the future. And then we'll be having some calls like we have the last couple of times where we dedicated, instead of that, more to distributor training, question and answer, sharing ideas, this sort of thing. So we'll, as we go through the future, we'll be alternating that. I encourage and ask each and every person that's out there retailing the product and getting them on the pipes to, as you're doing your follow-up calls and follow-up visits at about a month to 6 weeks, and be asking those people. That's a great time to ask them for referrals, if they know anybody who might want to get some information from us, if they know anybody who might want to become a part of our marketing effort and marketing team. But that's also a great time to ask them, if they would be willing to be references for us, where you could have a potential customer call them, if they would be potentially willing to help us out with our company conference call, which we have periodically. And that's how these customers that we're on today, that's exactly how I knew, is in the follow-up visit, they were very pleased, and I just asked them if they would be willing to do that at some point. And you'll be amazed at how willing people are to help us out. And so if you would keep a running list of those people as you find them and then get those into us so that we can continue to have these great testimonials and the great depth of information that it provides when we just have our real customers tell their real stories and it comes across so well. So anyway, asking for your help and helping provide these kinds of conference calls in the future. And with that, if there's anybody else that has any comments, and if not, I guess we'll say have a wonderful holiday week coming up, everybody. Stay safe, and if not before, we'll sure look forward to talking to you in a month.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thanks, Jimmy. Good day, everybody.
Take care, Larry.